Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Share the Care Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Batista, and I am joined here today by Ryan Ventura, Director of Community Outreach and Marketing at First Light Home Care of Connecticut. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks, Deb. Nice to be here.
Now, I know that First Light is a preferred vendor for the VA, but I also understand that First Light is all about giving back to the community. In fact, you do a talk series with seniors. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We do a couple of different series from they all focus on how to make an impact in your community for generations to come.
Nice. And this is all pro bono work that your company supports?
Yeah, we don't charge anything for it. So if there was somebody who wanted to kind of learn how to leave a lasting legacy, we come and do a presentation either in person, but in these days and age, it's been mostly over Zoom.
Nice. It must be nice to work with a forward-thinking company that cares about community instead of just themselves.
Yeah, it's a different philosophy that I haven't really had the pleasure of working with before. They really put the culture of care around the person in all that they do.
That's great to hear. And I also understand through the rumor mill that you are spearheading a movement to help support essential workers in the tri-state area on a project called the Essential Race. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I'll give you a little bit of the background that might make a little more sense if that's okay. But the Essential Race, it came from our understanding as we do a lot of work with hospitals. We have discovered the essential workers in those hospitals, because they've kind of pushed themselves to such a brink of exhaustion, have now started to show the same signs and symptoms of PTSD that our combat soldiers would exhibit. So although there are resources to help, those resources have really quickly become depleted. And so it's been First Light's attempt to raise funds and help support our local essential workers. And the way that we're going to be doing that is through what we call the Essential Race, which is going to be taking place in September.
Got it. So the Essential Race is a race to raise funds to help our essential workers. Got it.
That is correct.
Now, is this race just open to healthcare workers, or can other groups or companies participate?
It is open to everybody, actually. So we are asking anybody who has a heart for essential workers to participate. So that means if you're in the medical field, you're on board. If you're not in the medical field, you can get on board. If you are at home, come on and do it. And if you're working for a company, more than welcome. So really, this is anybody who has said, I want to support our essential workers and be part of the solution. That's who we're inviting to join us.
Oh, great. So, say, universities or college teams, sports teams, somebody, some group that wants to do something for their community can get involved.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there was a group of medical students at a university, or if there was a athletic team who maybe their season has now been postponed, but they still want something to do to physically train, this is a great opportunity for them to kind of bond together and do something for good.
That's awesome. Are you asking for a large financial donation, or what is it that you need from them to participate or be a partner in this project?
So there's different levels that people can jump in on. From an individual level, somebody can do just participate, and we really tried to widen the playing field so that we can reach all levels. It starts with a 5K walk or run, or then they could do a 10K run, a half marathon, and then for our endurance athletes, we also offer a 1 mile swim. So from there, once they're on board wanting to participate, they can encourage their friends and form teams, And the larger the team, the more rewards we have for that person, anything from free registration all the way up to $50 in Amazon gift cards. And if they want to just kind of run it themselves, maybe they have some friends and family who want to just support them. Well, then they could do a fundraiser and just say, hey, you know, support me as I do this event, and they can make donations. And then the third level is maybe there's a business or a corporation that's listening to this now or knows somebody. That business could also become a partner with us. And when they do that, they get their logo and business promoted as somebody who's supporting the Essential Race, and that's free of charge. All we ask is a good faith effort on the behalf of the business to promote the cause and try and get more people to sign up.
That's great. So let's take it down to the smallest point. Let's say myself, I'm over 50, not terribly athletic, might want to crawl the 5K. but how do I, as an individual, how do I sign up? Where do I go, or how do I sign up?
Everybody goes to the one website. It's called theessentialrace.com, or just essentialrace.com. We bought both domain names to make it easy. So essentialrace.com, and right when you get there, on the first thing you'll see is, how do I sign up? And you will just click on the race that you would want to participate in, follow the steps, and you're in. You'll be then sent an email confirmation giving you all your information and ways to invite other people to join you.
That's great. So let's say I go to my director of HR and I say, this is a great project for us as a bonding experience as a company, even if we're like in manufacturing or what have you. Do you have literature or things put together to help us post, you know, information about this? Could you get that to us, or do we have to create our own, or how does that work?
Great question. We have taken the initiative at First Light to support all who are going to be doing this. So if a company wanted to get on board, we have the material, which includes flyers, promotional material, social media images, including partnership proposals, everything that somebody would need to get the approval from their company to support something like this. We already have it written out to make it as easy as possible.
Fantastic. And where do we get that information? How do we get that?
Right. So, again, I'm going to point you back to our website, theessentialrace.com. At the bottom of that site, there's a little section to say, if you have questions, send us an email. You click on that button, simply indicate that you're interested on whatever level, and we'll be in touch with you within 12 hours because we're on this site every day as the promotion is getting faster and faster.
And so when is the race? What day is the race?
Right. So we have actually opened this up. We are going to be conducting this in a different way. And this year it is going to be a virtual race, which means that instead of all of us meeting at one place at one time on one day, a virtual race allows individuals to run and participate at a location of their choosing so they can be socially distancing and COVID-free. And they will then enter their results online at theessentialrace.com. And our race dates run from Labor Day weekend, which everything kicks off, through September 20th. So people have 3 weeks approximately to participate in the Essential Race at a time and location of their choosing.
That's great. So let's just take that point a little bit further. I've got a group and we only have a 20-minute lunch break. Can we do it cumulatively? Can we say for the next 5 work days, we're going to walk, run, crawl this distance and together come up with those miles?
Absolutely. There's actually a couple other organizations who've partnered with us who are doing that exact thing. So organization A is going to be doing what you just said, a lunch break once a day for 5 days, People will be getting their steps in, whereas another corporation is going to say, hey, we're going to go spread out along the parking lot, walk the neighborhood, and get it all done in one fell swoop. We also have one other individual who she's really going for it. She's going to run a half marathon, but because of her time limitations, she's going to go and do it cumulatively and do part of it on one day, the other part on the other day. We're calling this the essential race, but really the race is to help raise funds because time is of the essence. But as far as getting it done, no matter whether you crawl across the finish line or sprint across your finish line, everyone is going to get a pretty phenomenal looking medal and t-shirt to signify their accomplishment.
That's great. So it is much more about supporting our community and the cause and less about winning the race. It's us about coming together as a community to do what we need to do to help one another.
I couldn't even add to that. That's exactly what this is about.
And the cost to join as an individual is how much, did you say?
It's $25 for one person to participate in the 5K.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
And then,
35? Okay.
Sorry.
Or 25.
$25 to participate in the 5K and the 1 mile swim. And it's $30 to participate in the 10K or the half marathon. And all of your listeners should know that all of the proceeds are going directly back to the essential workers. First Light isn't collecting anything for this.
That's great. I mean, if you think about it, you can't go to Starbucks or to the Cape and get out of a boutique store with a t-shirt for less than $30. You know, so
that's true. And
think of it as
You can say I'm not going to drink Starbucks for one day, you'll just have pretty much paid for your registration.
That's right. And you add the fact that it's socially it's socially appropriate because you can distance and prevent against, you know, adding to the COVID problem, and we're supporting one another.
Well, you know, I think one of the other reasons that so many people are getting on board with this is that so much of our regularly scheduled life has been canceled, and people are looking to be a part of the solution. People are looking to get out there after feeling, you know, trapped in their home for so long, that this is a really great opportunity to do and accomplish all of that at the same time.
And to return to normalcy to some degree without breaking anyone's individual bank. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and the other thing that I would encourage people to do is, it's great that you join as an individual, but don't forget to go to your director of HR or your boss or your clubs or your singing groups or whatever and propose it to them as well, because you could single-handedly take your $25 donation and grow it exponentially by bringing in a group that you're a part of, and it doesn't hurt, you know.
Absolutely.
You could really increase your impact. Yeah.
One person caught a hold of this vision and brought it to their company, and the company wanted to support it so much that they're making a donation through participation. So what they're actually doing is they're saying, hey, listen, for the first X amount of participants, the company will actually pay their way through, just as a way to incentivize and say, yeah, you know, this company is on board and we believe in the vision and we want to support those who want to support others.
Right. And by doing this, you could even work it into your everyday life. You know, you go home from work, you walk your dog. You've signed up, you take however many steps you take walking your dog, your cat, your llama, whatever it is that you walk. And you can then contribute back to, you know, your society. And you think about the essential workers are not just doctors and nurses. It's the culinary staff and the housekeeping and the transportation folks. And I mean, it just trickles down. We need to support so many people. There's an endless need for support. And so, take the opportunity, help out, and then, you know, take this story to any other groups that you can to see if they can help grow it. You know, we have how much time until it begins again?
Now, we've got at the time of this phone call, we're still about a week and a half
mm-hmm.
away. And then, but as far as the total time limit, we practically have a month. So
okay.
I say that as an encouragement, but not as an excuse. I know that we're always kind of putting it off and saying, oh, you know, I'm busy or I'll get to it later. But now is the time to register. Just go to the
mm-hmm.
website, theessentialrace.com, sign up, and you can get it done when it's time to get done. But it's that first commitment move that really sets the pace for what's about to happen.
Right. So, you know, take that one step now, and then my understanding is that you and your team will reach out to them and make it as simple and easy for them to do the rest. And so really it's just that first step that you're looking for.
That's
great.
It. First step to say, I believe and I want to support our essential workers.
And, you know, as we go back in history, I overheard you saying this the other day, you know, people will say, do you remember the COVID outbreak? What did you do? And your response was?
My response was, you can look at your children and great-grandchildren and say, yeah, we helped support our essential workers by walking and raising money. Or you can say, I stayed home and counted toilet paper rolls. So we're hoping
there
that somebody
go.
Will actually choose the former as opposed to the latter.
Excellent. Well, Ryan, I know you've got a lot to do to keep this project on track, but I appreciate you bringing it to the forefront for giving us the opportunity to be a part of it. For those of us that feel helpless, this is a good way to feel like you can do something to control something that's so out of our control. And, you know, it's just a direction, and I hope that everybody at least takes that first step and joins you in this mission. I think it's well worth it, and thank you again for your time today. I appreciate it, and pass the word on, everyone.
Thanks, Jen.
And where is that
thanks,
website?
Thanks, Deb, very much.
Deb, no problem. And that website address again is
www.theessentialrace.com.
Uh-huh.
Theessentialrace.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you, and thank First Light for all the work that you're putting together, and thank all those partners out there that are helping this project. And we look forward to maybe talking again afterwards and letting us know how you fared.
That would be great. Thank you so much for having us, and I appreciate you giving us the time.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Take care. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.